Hello, everyone. I'm Eli Hollingsworth, and I'm joined by my brother and co-host
Jake Hollingsworth. And hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Today is another Saturday. And today...
It's another Friday, actually.
And today is another Friday. So today is another Friday, and let's get straight into it. No dilly-dallying. Let's get straight into it. So today's been a pretty regular day. These past few days have been normal. But I was getting to something.
Oh.
No Way Home... There's been some interesting things going on with the No Way Home trailer, too. So, let's get into it. So, like I said on a few episodes back, I think it was the Guardians of the Galaxy one, I mentioned how apparently it's going to be coming on November 12th. Well, Daniel RBK, who is the classic trailer dates guy, has come out and said that it's not coming this week. So, everyone, just calm down. I know you're all angry, but sadly it's not coming this week. So... just calm yourselves, young Padawans. But he said it will be coming soon. So hopefully it's coming soon. And apparently there are three different versions of the trailer floating around, and they're trying to decide which one to use. Apparently all three have the Sinister Six members, or Sinister Five, whatever you want to call them, in the trailer. All Sinister Six members are in the all three versions of the trailer.
Which is good, but, because that's what I said was... or that's what we agreed upon was the best route to take, since they're probably not going to put Toby and Andrew in the second trailer. At least show us all five members of the Sinister Five.
But so that's good to know. Only one of those three versions of the trailer floating around has the money shot of Toby and Andrew in the movie. And so apparently they're trying to figure out which one they want to use, and I'm pretty sure they're not going to use the one Toby and Andrew, because we already talked about how they settled it. Toby and Andrew are going to be saved for a surprise when everyone's sitting down on their bums in the theater to watch this movie.
Yeah, well, actually, first of all, that's actually math, that they're probably not going to use the Toby and Andrew trailer, because two out of three don't have them in it, so there's only a 33% chance that they will actually use the Toby and Andrew trailer.
We're not gonna use it.
Again, I hope what we've been saying is that the best route, in our opinion, the best route for them to take would just show all five members of the Sinister Six, just completely confirm all five of them, maybe even confirm a sixth one. That would be cool. Although that's just a hope. And directly reference Toby and Andrew. Don't directly show them, but at least confirm their existence without having to directly, you know, show them all full body shot with like a full reveal thing and have like, you know, their whole bodies there, just like just directly reference them and not show them. So at least we can have some 99.9% confirmation that they are in the movie, and just we don't see them yet. That is what we think would be the best route to take. So I hope that they go that way. I don't want them to show Toby and Andrew in the trailer, because I just think that's going to be a great reveal for the actual theater, like just a great experience to see them for the first time in the actual theater itself, except aside from all the leaks and videos and stuff that we've gotten in the past, see them, like, you know, actually for the first time, officially in the theater. I was gonna say something else. So that's what we think would be the best route to take for the trailer. But lately there's been one plot leak that I think has been very interesting that has come out recently, and that is about how exactly Spider-Man meets Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire. Now, what we've been led to believe from the trailers is that, or what some people have been thinking for a while now, is that Spider-Man and Doctor Strange are going to get help from Tobey and Andrew, so they're going to bring them into Tom's universe, or at least they're going to come into Tom's universe, the MCU, when Doctor Strange loses control of the spell and all the universe splices together. Or all the different, universes spliced together through that spell. That's what we have been led to believe is going to happen. That he's just going to be like, oh, let's call help from Andrew and Toby. But this new plot leak suggests that when Spider-Man steals the prison with all of the multiverse, or the Sinister Six villains in them, Doc Ock, Electro, Sandman, Lizard, Electro... I said Electro, whatever. Green Goblin, all the other ones that have been there, whichever ones they are. That when Spider-Man steals his multiverse prison, then Doctor Strange is going to chase him because, as Jake will say in a second, Tom Holland revealed more of the relationship between Doc Ock and Spider-Man. So when Doc Ock's chasing Spider-Man...
Doctor Strange and Spider-Man.
What did I say?
Doc Ock.
Oh, Doc Ock. Yeah, Doctor Strange. There's too many doctors in this movie. When he's chasing him with the multiverse prison, and he chases him actually across multiple universes, and Spider-Man goes through the multiverse, and he lands in Andrew Garfield's hotel, or at the when he first lands there, we don't know whose hotel it is, or apartment, sorry, not hotel, or someone's house at least. And he sees a suitcase or something that has Peter Parker's like initials on it, or I think it's Ben Parker, and so he gets, you know, confused, but then he just tries to get out of there as soon as possible, and then Andrew actually sees him going out of his living quarters, and then Andrew chases him through the city, and then they like swing around and stuff, and then Andrew finally corners him on a rooftop, and he asks him, "Who are you?" And then Tom takes off his mask, because apparently he put on his mask at that time, and he says, "I'm you," and that's how they meet, and then they go to recruit Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man later. And apparently he's living happily. He's retired from being Spider-Man, and he's living happily with Kirsten Dunst's Mary Jane. And they have a daughter who's named May, which makes sense, and that he's retired, and then they try to recruit him, and he doesn't want to because he's living a happy life. And then eventually he, you know, accepts his responsibilities and stuff and helps eventually. But that's apparently how his introduction to the movie is going to start. So... I personally think that this plot leak is very interesting, and I think that this... Have you said that you'd heard this plot leak before, Jake?
Yes, I have. I've heard a lot of these details before. The Andrew stuff was different, although the Toby thing I had heard before, the Andrew was different from what Andrew's entrance was different from what I had heard in the past.
What did you hear in the past?
I heard that like Peter was going to be at the Sanctum Sanctorum, and he was going to get his bum whooped. And he was about to be defeated, and then Andrew would come in, and it would play his Amazing Spider-Man fanfare music as he comes in heroically to save him. And that was going to be his entrance.
Really?
Which I thought sounded awesome.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Which, okay, actually, so that was a loud bang.
Which also,
nobody worried about
speaking
that.
Speaking of fanfare, do you know what music needs to be in this movie?
What?
The classic Danny Elfman theme from the Raimi trilogy. If that is in that movie, I am going to cry and my head will explode.
Well, I mean, I guess that's kind of a given.
It better be.
I hope that they collaborated with Danny Elfman and Hans Zimmer to do, like, the... Well, I don't think Hans Zimmer did the music for Amazing Spider-Man 2, but hopefully Michael Giacchino collaborated with those two artists to make music for the movie, to bring their themes back at least, or at least do at least a true composition of the original. That was
so apparently there must have been a few different versions of how Andrew does the film. Toby's was the same. That's like an obvious one to do.
Yeah, Toby's feels like a pretty obvious, straightforward
Andrew's
thing.
Andrew's kind of tricky.
Yeah, but the thing that I've noticed from both of these plot leaks is that the reoccurring theme is that Andrew is the one that we meet first, and then Tobey Maguire. So, like, we meet Andrew first, which is funny because he's the least liked out of all of the Spider-Men. But I think he's been getting some nice, positive attention lately because people are just excited to see him again, regardless of how well his movies were or how well they did or how great in storyline or plot they were. People are just excited to see him again. So I feel happy for Andrew Garfield because he gets to come back in a good light.
And I had heard a while back that I had heard in some old plot leaks that he might have more screen time than Toby, possibly.
Yeah, which would be interesting.
Which would make sense because if he comes in first, then he would have more screen time.
Yeah. So
I also heard that same plot leak.
I think we're starting to see some reoccurring themes in these plot leaks, suggesting that some of them might be true.
I also think it would be a bad idea if both of them came in together.
Yeah, like
that would be a bad idea. That would
be a bit of an overload. I think it is interesting, this recent plot leak about how Tom Holland goes to the multiverse, and of course, through the sheer luck of movie stuff, he just happens to be in Andrew Garfield's apartment. Out of all of the apartments in New York City, of course he lands in Andrew's because that's just how these things work. So I think that's an interesting plot plot leak that he's in Andrew's apartment and then Andrew chases him down and he reveals who he is to Andrew Garfield. There's more details on this plot leak that I wasn't able to find, but It's apparently they have plot leaks like about the whole movie and stuff. So I didn't get to read all of that, but I did get to learn about this specific part, which I do think is very interesting. And I think that would be good. I don't know if it would be better than him coming in and saving the day.
Because what? Well, not saving the day. He was going to come in and rescue Tom, and it would play the Amazing Spider-Man fanfare.
So would that be dangerous. Who was? So was it someone attacking the Sanctum? Like
the six? Well, the five.
Oh,
whatever.
It was the five.
Yeah.
Okay.
You need a sixth member.
I don't know. Again, I think we talked about this. The Lego sets that got out, or the Lego sets that are announced, or I think they actually are. They're out, right?
Yes.
The ones that are in the Sanctum and have Spider-Man, MJ, and Ned, the exact same place as these.
Ned Wong and Doctor Strange. No, yeah. There's no Ned.
Oh, Doctor Strange. Okay. Well, the one in the Sanctum basement that we had were those very first stills that we got for the movie. Remember those very first ones that we got?
Yeah.
Official ones where they were in the Sanctum basement. Oh, those were the days when we didn't know anything about this movie. those ones, apparently Scorpion is like, well, on the Lego set, Scorpion is like a main part of it. He's like the villain. He's like attacking the Sanctum. I don't know if Scorpion's going to be in this movie. I don't know if he should because, again, the movie seems like it's going to get overcrowded. So I don't know about that. But if he is in this movie, if he is in that part, then that would, I guess, make sense. It would be good if, like, Scorpion is a minor villain, maybe. Although, again, the movie might just get too overstuffed because there's so many people.
Hello, Sinister Six. There's already, like, five villains, so I think I can get away with
and
it.
And Toby and Andrew and, like, well, I feel like Spider-Man is, like, the only character that were, like, yes, give me more characters. Also, okay, so explain the thing that you were saying about Spider-Man's relationship with Doc Ock, or Doctor Strange. There's also Dr. Kurt Connors, there's no more doctors.
There's only three.
Maybe
doctors.
Ned becomes a doctor, who knows?
No, it's a demo.
Dr. Ned, what's his last name? Leeds?
I remember hearing a lot about that they were playing around with the idea of Ned becoming the Hobgoblin. And whenever he reacted to seeing the script, well, other than the fact that he lost weight, and that his reaction to reading the script got people thinking that maybe he was going to be turning into the Hobgoblin for this movie, but that's obviously not happening.
Yeah, I mean, he did get into some good shape. Like, he really got in shape around the time that the movie was filming, and now he's not in as good shape as he was around that time, which may add fuel to that fire.
No, I don't think Hobgoblin. They're already having Green Goblin, so there's no need for Hobgoblin.
Yeah, again, the movie would just be too overstuffed because we already have signs of Venom going to be in the movie, at least in a post-credit scene. So this movie is, I'm afraid that it is going to be too overstuffed and that there's going to be too much happening to where pushing fan nerd excitement aside, just watching the movie on a story level, it's not going to be that great.
So, but the thing is with Doctor Strange and Spider-Man is... So apparently, Peter Parker. Tom Holland, whatever you want to call him. Tom Holland described it
They're the same anyway.
Tom Holland described it as how the relationship between Peter and Strange is not like how it is with Peter and Tony. Peter and Tony, he said it was kind of like a mentor-mentee thing, which is kind of how it was. With Spider-Man Doctor Strange, he said it's more like colleagues. But as the story goes on, they're not really friends, but they're not enemies either. They're kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
So they're not really going to be friends. And also, in that same plot that you mentioned with the Toby and Andrew stuff, apparently, Strange will get angry with him, he'll chase him, and eventually they'll make up and be friends again. Which, obviously, they're not going to have to be mad at each other for the whole rest of the MCU.
Well, I think that's an interesting route, or an interesting direction to take that, because... I'm glad that they're just going away from the mentor thing. I hope that, and it doesn't look like Strange is going to just give Peter everything.
Well, Tobey Maguire could still mentor Tom Holland.
And that's good. And Tobey Maguire makes more sense because
he is a Spider-Man and he's an older Spider-Man, so he could get.
And he doesn't even have the technology that Spider-Man
has. He could give our Spider-Man a push. That's why in the synopsis when it says he has to learn what it truly means to be Spider-Man, Tobey could probably help him understand that.
Yeah,
even
exactly.
In some leaked lines of dialogue, Toby says the famous line, with great power comes great responsibility, to him at some point.
Yeah, and this comes from a trusted source because the same person that leaked that dialogue line predicted some stuff that was going to happen in the trailer that we saw in the first trailer as well.
So take that as you will. Tobey Maguire,
the thing with him is that I don't think he's just going to give Peter a bunch of stuff because, first of all, he probably doesn't understand half the stuff that Peter has.
And he can't give him anything. He has organic web, so he can't really give him anything.
Yeah.
And see, he doesn't need technology, so he can just get away with whatever.
What? You need mechanical assistance to shoot your webs? It doesn't just come out of you? And then Andrew Garfield.
I think Andrew and Tom are gonna be confused about. I'm probably gonna be disgusted about that.
Yeah, Andrew's probably like we saw in the 8K video. That's
he's apparently they found out what he was saying. Apparently, he says to Toby, "So you have like spider blood?"
Which I think that this is like, again, the leaked pictures from John Campea yesterday, which he had some more comments to say to that in a second. Those leaked pictures from yesterday. Or 2 days ago, I forget what it was. But it looks like they're on the same place where the leaked photos were of Andrew's.
Well, 8K duh, video. Of course they are, because it looks very similar.
So that would be kind of like that shaping up to be a cool moment, like because some people were saying that scene might be them on like a ferry boat going to the Statue of Liberty, where it's rumored that the final battle of the movie is going to be inside the Statue of Liberty or like around Liberty Island.
On Statue of Liberty. And that would be
cool.
So,
that would be cool.
Like, it's also apparently they're gonna have like some character development scenes with each of them because like obviously they're gonna talk with Tom. But one thing I want to see is Toby and Andrew having scenes together because it seems like it's gonna be focusing on Tom. We need scenes. I mean, we're probably gonna do this, but we need scenes of Toby and Andrew together.
Yeah, that would be.
I hope that doesn't get forgotten.
Yeah, like not only is it cool to see Andrew interact with Toby and Toby interact with Andrew. But it would also be cool to, or what? Andrew interact with Tom and Toby interact with Tom. But it would also be cool to see Andrew interact with Toby. That would be something that would be really cool too. So I think that would be a nice kind of calm before the storm moment where they're like discussing things. Maybe that's even where we get the leaked line of dialogue where Andrew Garfield says, "So what happened to your Uncle Ben?"
I think you mean Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire says that?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe that's where we even get that, where they all, like right before the big final battle of the scene where I am guaranteed, I think all of us Spider-Man fans are guaranteed to cry our eyes out by the end of this movie. Kind of like before that, like they're discussing things like, you have web blood, or like, maybe even that's where we get the line, so what happened to your Uncle Ben? Or like something about that. That would be really cool to see like just this moment before they go into this big like emotional battle, just to have them like it's like a quiet moment and they're all talking about stuff. That would be really cool.
So they can explain like all the different stuff they've gone through as being Spider-Man.
Yeah,
because Tom hasn't gone through as much stuff. I think Tom's like the youngest one. Toby's the dad, and then Andrew's the distant uncle. Sort of.
Yeah, I guess he might be like the cool uncle, like kind of, because he was the cool kid in school. He was like the not comics accurate Spider-Man, to where for some reason he was a popular.
He was a
kid.
Jock.
Yeah, and he'd like rode around.
He rode a skateboard. He was talking with girls, and he was taking pictures of Gwen Stacy. But try not to think about that.
Andrew did that.
Yeah.
What? I don't remember that.
And then he also stole some kid's identity and smiled when that person got kicked out.
Yeah, Andrew was like, he was a bad boy. Like, he wasn't Peter Parker.
Peter Parker, that's what he got criticized for. Peter Parker was just a bad person. He was criticized. They were just saying that Peter Parker is just a bad person in those movies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, another reason that
Toby was classic. Andrew tried to be modern, but he came off as a jock who's a bad person.
Yeah.
And then Tom's the modern version of Spider-Man done right.
Toby was classic, but he didn't look the part. He was written to be classic, and if they had just cast a better actor...
He was 26 years old, and he was playing a high schooler, because the only scene is just a 26-year-old man running after a school bus.
Yeah, it's...
It looks a little silly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if they had written Tobey Maguire, first of all, with web shooters, that would be great, and cast Tom Holland, then that would be the perfect movie. Like, it would actually be perfect, but Tobey Maguire was too old... Andrew Garfield was too cool, and Tom Holland is just trying to be too different. There's just two other iterations of Spider-Man, so we have to be completely different. Not show the origin story, not say with great power comes great responsibility.
Well, they did say
make his own stuff. Like, have him just be a bottom feeder for Tony Stark.
Wow.
So the thing with this movie, though, is another reason why I genuinely think we're going to cry our eyes out in this movie, not only because there's probably going to be some big dramatic ending with Tobey Maguire specifically, and also maybe Andrew Garfield.
There's like one plot line that said until he might die, but yeah. that was like one on Reddit.
Yeah.
And none of the other plot lines have ever mentioned Toby dying. I don't think they would do that.
I mean, it's definitely a possibility, I would say. Like, it's definitely possible that they could kill him off in the finale.
I'm also certain that they might do more crossovers in the future.
Yeah, with all three of them. Like, do more Spider-Verse, like, open it up to have future crossovers and stuff.
Yeah. I also heard that they might do it Iron Man style, where he sacrifices himself, and then the Miles Morales of the Raimi universe becomes Spider-Man.
Yeah, which would be cool.
But then I've also heard at the same time that there might be a Miles Morales in the TASM universe that comes in, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But another thing is, today Tom Holland was talking on, Talk Movies or something.
And he said that this one, this Spider-Man, unlike the past two, this one's not going to be all fun and games. This Spider-Man's going to, he said it's going to be brutal and dark and sad.
Yeah, he said that you're going to see characters go through things that you never wished them to go through. Which
I have my suspicions on which characters he's talking about, but I'm going to keep my cards close.
Well, I think he's mostly talking about himself, though. I think that's like...
Don't be so sure. I think I know who he might be talking about. But I'm keeping my suspicions
like
to myself.
Like, what, the Aunt May pot leak that she dies?
I'm not saying anything. But anyway, yeah, definitely going to be like some dark stuff.
This is what the Spider-Man community has come to at this point. Like, that's making all of us Spider-Man fans happy. Like, that's kind of weird. But, I mean, you know, that's just what has come to at this point. Like, we're like, yes, Tom Holland is actually going to go through something and actually, like, learn something, have something taken away from him. Well, that happened at the end of Far From Home. We didn't get to see the effects of that, and that's what we're going to see here in this movie. And even from the stuff that we had been seeing from the movie, I had also been a little bit scared that this movie was going to be a little bit more lighthearted than we were expecting it to be. Like, we were, and they had said before that it was going to be more dark, more brutal, blah, blah, blah. I was kind of like starting to doubt and starting to think, well, maybe this movie is going to be a little bit more lighthearted and fun than we were expecting it to be, just from the stuff that we had been seeing from trailers and, from the stills and leaks and stuff. I've been starting to get a little bit worried, but I am very glad that Tom Holland has come out and said this, because this is very good and reassuring to me that this movie is actually going to be dark and brutal and emotional, and these characters are actually going to go through something. Like, Tom Holland, by the end of this movie, and the director said this, everyone else has said this, or Tom Holland said this repeatedly, by the end of this, you're not going to be able to look at Tom Holland and see him as the same character that he was before this movie. Which I think is just really great and definitely something that they need to do in this movie to actually, you know, give Tom Holland Spider-Man an actual, like, you know, meaning to his character, like, give him some depth, because before, like, it's just been all fun and games. Like, it's just been light and, you know, funny. Far From Home was probably the funniest Marvel movie, out of the entire MCU. So with this movie, hearing that it's going to be a little bit more dark and brutal, and you're going to see characters actually go through something and change. Even the director, John Watts, described it as Spider-Man Endgame. Like, that's just very reassuring to me. And just that oddly makes me happy. But not in a weird way. Like, it's very, like, I'm just very excited for this movie. Just to see all that they have planned, especially with, you know, the whole Spider-Verse thing. And I just think that there's real potential for huge emotional storylines in this movie that can really pay off and pack a huge emotional punch. And I just really hope that they tap into that full potential of that emotional value. But one other thing that I wanted to mention is that with the leaks that we got 2 days ago, that podcast released today, or yesterday, no, I don't remember. When it did, whatever it is, that John Campia released actually himself. He has come out and said that he thought that it was fan art, and then he posted it and went off to dinner, and then he got a call like 5 minutes later from a insider who was like, dude, you got to take those down. This might be real. And so he was like, oh no, he's gonna take them down. And so he took them down. And he said that he was actually very close to posting two more photos that were even juicier than these two photos that he released. And you gotta go listen to our past episode. It was the episode that we released before this. We're talking about these leaked photos, one of all three Spider-Men together, and the other
with Charlie Cox Daredevil in it.
Yes, which was a confirmation on a scene that we had heard about leaked earlier. Tom Holland talked about. So the fact that these two photos are, okay, besides the fact, you know, whatever with John Campion, whatever he was thinking with this fan art that he decided to label as his own and watermark it, and like, you know, whatever with John Campion, the fact that he has two pictures that are juicier than this is mind-blowing. And he said the hint that he gave is that one of these pictures has someone in a motion capture suit. And he said that you're never going to be able to guess who it is. So obviously the Spider-Man community has been going crazy trying to guess who it is. The two big candidates that I've seen are Mysterio, first of all, because, I mean, Mysterio had a motion capture suit in Far From Home, like literally in the movie. So that's one big candidate. The other big candidate that I've seen is actually Venom. Seeing Tom Hardy Venom in the movie. Now, in the realm of Marvel, motion capture suits doesn't mean a whole lot. Like, it doesn't mean too much. Half of the Marvel movies have someone in, probably over half actually have someone in a motion capture suit. Just the way they can capture movements and make great CG and stuff. So, motion capture isn't anything too big, nothing too uncommon when it comes to the MCU films. But there aren't too many characters that can actually, you know, that actually need to have a motion capture suit. And in the realm of Spider-Man, it narrows it down a little bit, but I mean, not a whole lot. I mean, I know that Jake, you said that you don't think it's going to be Venom at all.
No, I've said this many times. There is no way they're gonna shoehorn Venom into this movie. They're gonna put that in its own little movie. I think they want everyone to enjoy the nostalgia of having all these old characters in the movie again. And I think they're just gonna want to do Venom as its own story, which is the better way to go than just shoehorning it in to this movie that's already packed with other things.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, well, there is that plot leak that Spider-Man's gonna get the symbiote in one of the post-credit scenes, right?
Yeah. Which, but that's like that's fine. Just whatever. You can do that. It's fine. You can get away. Yeah. They can get away with that. Just don't make Venom one of the main plot points in the movie, and it wouldn't work because Venom has never been a part of the Sinister Six at all in any part of Spider-Man lore.
Yeah, and then he's not probably, if he's in the movie as a big plot point, he wouldn't even be a part of the Sinister Six because he's apparently anti-hero. With Sony's weirdified version of Venom that I don't really like. It's because it's not very comics accurate. I was going to say. Oh, also, so with the thing with Spider-Man getting the symbiote, that also made me think about the line at the end of Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage. Spoilers for Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage. It's been out for a while. You should have seen it by now.
Spider-Man's in a post-credit scene, and apparently that could, people think that it could be Venom, not Venom. Doctor Strange brings Venom into the MCU through this spell.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's pretty much confirmed, or that's pretty much like heavily implied, at least, that Venom is now in the MCU. But I started thinking more about the line when he says he looks tasty. A lot of people were taking that as he was.
He like, never said he looks tasty in the movie.
Oh, wait, that was that leaked part, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, that was the leaked version. Never mind. What did he say? He didn't say anything in the
actual movie. Said, yes, he did. He looked at the screen. And he looked at the TV, said, that guy, and licked the screen.
Oh, I guess it doesn't really imply much. Oh man, I got so confused with the actual, the leaked version and the real version.
You have a lot to learn, young buck. They have to know what's real. Oh no, wait. What am I saying? You have to learn what's real and what's not. That doesn't really work as well as that sounded better in my head.
Oh my goodness, just from months of looking at all these leaks and rumors and
you have no idea how many plot leaks I've seen in this movie. I've seen like 10. There's been like 10, all of them vastly different. So I liked the early ones a lot because they didn't have anything multiverse related.
Yeah,
the early ones because they didn't have anything, because they had Kraven the Hunter and not multiverse stuff.
Yeah, which I mean, I do kind of miss the days where we didn't know very much about this movie. To be honest,
you know what I would have loved?
What?
No leaks. Nothing. Yeah. To go in blind.
Yeah, I definitely would have. I mean, it's as fun as it is to, like, look through all the leaks and rumors and try to, like, guess and speculate, you know, what's going to be in the actual movie, you know, try to hunt down the latest things that have gotten out about this movie.
They need to get a tighter lockdown on there.
Well, also, that's another, that's the theory that Sony's actually putting these leaks out to get better publicity for the movie, because it's literally
trending. Well, that's just Sony. Sony doesn't do things right. They don't do things like Marvel does. Marvel is secretive. Sony doesn't care.
Just look at the poster for the movie.
Look at the first trailer for Morbius from, like, almost 2 years ago, where they just put Vulture in the first trailer because they didn't want to wait.
Well, because there's nothing special about the movie, and they're just like, let's shove a bunch of Spider-Man references.
They don't trust Morbius enough, so they have to put in a bunch of Easter eggs.
Yeah, to be fair, Morbius isn't really the best character. But
no. No, well, to be honest, Venom shouldn't have gotten his own movie either, but surprisingly that worked.
So, I mean, would I rather go into the movie, like, not knowing anything? Yeah.
I would have rather not know anything, and then when the trailer dropped, have the mind blown even more.
Yeah. Sometimes I do wish that I could just forget all of this stuff and go into the movie blindly.
The entire world's about to forget the leaks about Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, if I could just get
before... Stop tampering with the spell, Eli.
Yeah, like, if I could just before... Yes. So, if I could just before I walk into Spider-Man No Way Home to watch it in the theater for the first time, if I could just have Doctor Strange do a spell where he erases my memory out of all of the leaks and rumors and stuff about this
movie. But you have to remember, Eli, you have to not talk, because otherwise, villains that you know might come in.
Yeah, like my childhood rivals or something.
Oh, yeah, that's my nerf. That's my fear. If I were to talk during that, my childhood fears would come back. Childhood fears. Childhood rivals. Childhood rivals would come back, and I do not need... That's the last thing I need right now.
Yeah, so if I could just walk into this movie not knowing anything about the leaks and rumors and plot leaks, would I like that better? Yeah,
probably. That's the same for all Marvel movies, I think. Going blind.
Yeah, would it be probably more fun to go in blind?
Come on,
yeah.
Take a page out of Doctor Strange 2's book. There's been, like... when that thing was filming, there was nothing.
Exactly.
There's only, like, one set photo analysis of a landscape.
Well, that's the thing. Like, that... It's probably Sony. Like, Sony just... I do genuinely think that it might be just Sony trying to leak this stuff out just to get better publicity for the movie. Because Spider-Man No Way Home is trending on Twitter, like, every day.
Also, you want to know who the two actors that are trending right now are?
Who?
Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield.
Of course, yeah. Like...
Mr. Eye Winker and Mr. I'm Not the Werewolf.
Exactly, yeah. It's like... would I like to go into the... I would... It would probably be better for me to go into the movie without knowing anything.
But... You know what I wish I would have done else also? I wish I would have done the Sinister Six plotline, but not made it multiverse.
Yeah. Like, even the early leaks from the movie, there was a lot of stuff. Most of the leaks were pointing to Kraven, first of all. Yeah. And second of all, some of them were pointing to the
Sinister Six. Some of them had Scorpion.
Yeah, some of them were
like... I heard one that had, like, 10 villains in it. Like, 8 villains in it.
Seriously?
Yeah, I heard one that apparently it was, like... It was going to have, like, Kraven, Chameleon, Vulture, Scorpion, Shocker, Silver Sable. I'm blanking. Mysterio. Did I say Mysterio? I don't think I did. And there was going to be, like, 8 villains.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I'm having. That one, looking back on that one, was a little crazy.
Yeah, I just remember those early days when...
Chameleon.
That's it? When the big rumor was Kraven. Like, that was, like, the thing that everyone was excited about. Oh, my
goodness. Theory slash rumor.
Yeah, like... Oh my goodness, like, we're gonna get Kraven in the next Spider-Man movie. And now it's, oh my goodness, we're gonna get Multiverse, we're gonna get Tobey Maguire, we're gonna get Andrew Garfield.
We're gonna get Green Goblin.
We're gonna get the Sinister Six.
I'm just happy that I get to see Tom Holland fight Green Goblin and Dr. Octopus.
Yeah, but then that's the thing, it's not even his, it's somebody else's. They're using past movie synergy
to... I mean, I said this on the reaction, I wanted to see him fight those two. Those two specifically I wanted to see him fight, but I never had that in mind.
Yeah, exactly. Fight. Yeah, it's like...
It feels like a fan-made fight come to life.
Yeah, it's like this whole movie is kind of like a fan fiction. It's like, sure, it's a fan's dream come true, but it's kind of like... Just, it's like so nerdy and so, like, awesome for the nerds that it almost shouldn't be allowed to happen. Like, and I know it's like...
Well, there's one thing that's scary is that could they lose sight of Tom Holland's Spider-Man, like, with everything going on, they could lose it. But even then, I heard that apparently at the core of the movie, even though Toby and Andrew are going to be, like, co-leads, kind of, I've heard that the whole core of the movie is the relationship between Peter and MJ.
Which would be good. I think that that's what they should really focus on. And, like, Peter's accepting his great responsibility of being Spider-Man by learning from these other two Spider-Men. Like, it's great that you can have Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield in the movie, but like use them to
prop up our Spider-Man, or like have Spider-Man prop up Spider-Man. Genius.
Or like further hone and drive home the message of with great power comes great responsibility. And if we don't hear that line in this movie, then the whole thing is lost. Like, there's no point in...
Well, apparently that's going to be like the Avengers Assemble line from Endgame. Like, how Endgame had Avengers Assemble, apparently this will have with great power comes great responsibility. You know, it's not as epic as Avengers Assemble was in Endgame.
Depends on how they use it.
Like, yeah, it's gonna depend on how they use it.
It's not like a battle cry like Avengers Assemble. It's like a rally to attack. Avengers Assemble! With great power comes great responsibility. That's something that is for a moment like after the final battle.
Not when, after, before, well, maybe even.
Or before. Before or when after the final battle, when Toby and Andrew are going home, and like right before Toby Maguire leaves, he tells Tom Holland with great power comes great responsibility after like a speech about Uncle Ben or something like that. Two times to use that movie would be before the final battle or after the final battle. Not like they're like about to fight the Sinister Six, and then Tobey Maguire is like, "With great power comes great responsibility." Like, it's not like a battle cry like that. It's like he's like, "Rally the Spider-Man! With great power comes great responsibility."
Better idea, he says, "Spider-Man, assemble." That'd be a two. That's a cop out, though.
That would be so weird.
It's a cop out.
That'd totally ruin it.
That's a cop out.
That would totally ruin it. Like, it'd just be like, like, but...
Why would Toby say that? It needs to be Tom saying it.
No, Tom is not the leader. Tom is, like, the side... What?
He's not doing that.
Well, that's, like, yeah. He's like, could you all make it to where I'm Mysterio? I've never told anyone on my...
Poor Daredevil. He's only in this, like... Probably only gonna be in this, like,
I know,
because
we also have the whole Daredevil thing, which is, like, oh, my goodness. Like... There's so much in this movie. And even, like, early test screenings of Doctor Strange 2 and Spider-Man No Way Home, the critics were complaining because it was too unfocused, right?
Yeah, they're saying it felt like a kitchen sink movie. And I think they felt it was too late to fix No Way Home's story problems. But they realized they had plenty of time to fix Doctor Strange, so they decided to delay it with reshoots to try and fix the problem. They also added more cameos.
Which
that part is a little sketchy, that they want to add more cameos in Doctor Strange 2.
Yeah, they're like... Like, oh, the critics.
They're like, we'll fix story problems and add in more cameos and Easter eggs. It's not the best thing.
It's
to
like,
do,
that's, the, okay. That's the whole complaint that they have with the movie, is that there's too many stuff in it. And they're like, oh, let's add in more stuff. It's like if your mom says, go clean your room. And you're like, what? You mean throw more stuff on top of the pile in my room? That's kind of like what that is.
It's like, go clean up your room. Okay, I'll clean up my room and throw more stuff in it.
So, okay, well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what they're doing. So, my main fear with this movie is that it's going... And if anything goes wrong with this movie story-wise, or...
It's going to flop and be disaster.
Or like a quote-unquote kitchen sink movie-wise, I'm blaming it on Sony. I'm not blaming Marvel for any mistakes made in this movie. I just personally think that it's all Sony Pictures, which is why Spider-Man needs to go back to Marvel.
Well, blame Spider-Verse, because that's what made this idea, the whole idea happen in the first place. Spider-Verse success, they want to do a live-action version of it.
Which, that's probably Sony's idea. Like, it's probably all of these problems that would be in the movie would probably stem from Sony. Because Sony is just, I don't know, they're like money-hungry animals that are just like, oh, let's put a bunch of stuff in here. Why? Because it makes us more money. And then they make terrible posters, like the No Way Home poster that we got. It just looks bad.
Well, also Marvel wouldn't let them use Toby and Andrew, so it's also...
Yeah, it looks like they just put it together in like 5 minutes. They're like... We have to release.
Or maybe that poster that leaked out on the bus was the real one, but then when it leaked out, they decided to add things in.
Oh,
granted,
yeah,
they added in Green Goblin, which is a plus, but still.
Yeah, just doesn't look very good at all. Like, I'm scared that for No Way Home, they're going to just use fan hype to try and cancel out actual story problems. I hope that's not the case, but I think that's what they're going to try and do. Then they're just gonna be like, "Hey, look, Andrew, Toby, Multiverse Sinister Six, huh? Are the fans? Aren't you excited?" And then there's going to be genuine story problems that need to be fixed. They're just gonna be like, "Oh, well, it's fan service, you know. Nobody really cares about story anymore." So I'm scared that they're gonna do that. I hope they don't. I don't think they will. I think they might be smarter than that. I hope Marvel doesn't let them do that. But I, nonetheless, I am still very excited for No Way Home. Despite all my fears and concerns with the film, I mean, this is just every Marvel nerd's dream. Like, to see all three Spider-Men on screen together, that's just one of those wild, crazy ideas that you never thought would be able to happen. But when it does, it's just so satisfying. Like, the fact that we're actually going to get to see all three Spider-Men and their villains all together on screen, like, that's just every nerd's dream. Like, it's just, it just makes a Marvel nerd like me very happy and just brings so much satisfaction that this is actually happening. That it's actually, you know, coming to theaters. It's a real thing. It's going to be considered MCU canon. Like, that's just very satisfying and very much, like, it's very exciting for me. So, I'm still very excited for the movie. I have some concerns, but overall, the fan service elements of this movie are incredibly exciting. And I'm just, the movie, I think, is probably going to be great, most likely. I'm coming in with some pretty high expectations. I'm expecting to cry a lot. I hope I do. I hope that this movie is very emotional and has a dramatic, very intense emotional ending to it. They better put with great power comes great responsibility in there. We better learn more about Tom Holland's Uncle Ben.
Hopefully they'll wrap up this trilogy that feels like in a satisfying way, while also setting up more stories for Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
Yeah, I mean, because Tom Holland is obviously the most successful version of Spider-Man in live action to date. So of course they're gonna try and milk more movies out of him.
I think they might give it a rest before coming back for another Spider-Man.
Yeah. I think, doesn't Tom Holland want to take a break?
I think he does. He said that originally, but I'm pretty sure I think he might be in talks for another trilogy, possibly. Yeah.
I'm still very excited for No Way Home. It can't get here soon enough. We're about a month and a week away, exactly. Also we have 2 weeks until the Hawkeye show premieres.
Yeah, that's right.
That should be fun. By the way, the Hawkeye show will still be going when No Way Home premieres, or when No Way Home releases to audiences. So some people are speculating that in the episode before No Way Home, the Kingpin is going to be introduced or something, and then we'll see that in No Way Home. Maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. I mean, with Charlie Cox, Daredevil obviously comes the Kingpin, because, like, Daredevil...
Vincent D'Onofrio Kingpin, who I've heard is really good, and he looks the part.
Yeah, he definitely looks the part, yeah. Like, with Daredevil comes Kingpin, because Kingpin is Daredevil's, like, most common antagonist.
Kingpin's honestly more of a Daredevil villain than he is Spider-Man, honestly.
And I think it's very likely that Kingpin is going to be in the Hawkeye show, because like with Kang, even from the first trailers that we saw of Loki, there were still multiple hints to Kang, and then Kang ended up being at the end of the show, He who remains
is variant of Kang the Conqueror.
And then, yeah, variant of Kang the Conqueror, and then Kang the Conqueror at the end actually came and is going to be a threat in the future for
Ant-Man the Wasp. Well, also, actually, Kang the Conqueror is a variant of He Remains. Yeah. Not vice versa.
Yeah. And with the Hawkeye show, even from the trailers, we're already seeing hints to Kingpin.
Because it's the most wonderful time
that made me so happy
of the year. That song actually I'm excited. Fits kind of well.
I'm excited for Hawkeye because it's going to be a nice, like, you know...
They're dropping the first two episodes on the start.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's two first two episodes.
Because they don't want to steal Boba Fett's thunder.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very excited for Hawkeye also. That's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
2 weeks. 2 weeks
It's a Christmas
today.
Show.
Oof. Sorry. When this is posted, it'll probably be a little bit less. We're recording this on Wednesday, November 10th. So, I don't know when you're hearing this.
So, hopefully you enjoyed the No Way Home Never ending, No Way Home.
Dude, when this movie comes out, I don't even think we're going to stop talking about it. We're just going to keep talking about it for years and years.
I'm probably going to cry. If you look over and see me crying, just so you know, if you're watching this in the theater with everybody, if you look over and see me crying, just assume that I'm happy.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to go, because we have like five different friends.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should do a rewatch of every single Spider-Man movie leading up to No Way Home.
That would be cool.
We should do. Let's.
We're gonna have to start like soon though.
Let's do it. How about we do these types of podcasts for Disney films once a week, but then the second podcast of the week is a Spider-Man rewatch.
Well, how many Spider-Man movies are there?
Well, there's the full Raimi trilogy, that's three.
And there's two.
Plus Andrew Garfield, that's two. And then Homecoming.
Well, only no. Let's leave out Spider-Verse and Venom.
What?
Because they don't count.
Okay.
Well, then we only have to see seven movies, so.
Wait, that's.
Can we include Venom, though?
No, let's not include Venom.
Yeah, not. Only.
Nobody likes Venom. It's like, hey, let's make him silly and an anti-hero. It's like, no!
He's not silly, he's funny, but I guess. Anyway, so
he's
let's.
He's not funny, he's just silly and goofy.
You're silly and goofy. Anyway, yeah, that's actually. I actually was semi-joking there. And 50-50. Anyway,
I feel like when we go to the theater
If we watch this in the theater, everybody, and people look at me cry, look over. If our friends look over and see me crying, just tell them that I'm happy.
I feel like we're gonna, because again, we're gonna have to see this with like five different friend groups that all want to go see the movie together. This movie like 15 times in theaters. I feel like every time, like we're just gonna be bawling in the corner, and our friends are gonna just be like, "What? Why? Like that." Why are you crying? And we're just...
Yeah, I'm telling you, if you look over, if any of them look over and see me cry, just tell them that I was happy whenever I was crying.
Because, like, some of our friends don't even know who Tobey Maguire, like, is. Like, one of our friends was like, when Doc Ock came out, I was like, hello, Peter. One of our friends was like, oh, who's who's that guy at the end?
Yeah, he literally texted me, it's like, who's that?
And I was just like, oh, my goodness. Like, I feel like we're just going to be, like, bawling at the end of the movie, and then our friends are just going to be like, why are you crying? Like, there's... What's happening?
Well, one of our friends might, but...
I feel like it's going to be... Again, like, they call it Spider-Man Endgame. I feel like it's going to be another Endgame situation. At the end, I feel like everyone in our theater was crying during Endgame, like, at the end. Like, you can hear people...
It was silent.
Like, yeah. Because...
I was crying the final moments.
Endgame was a little bit funny in the theater, because at some parts, some people tried to start clapping, but nobody followed
along.
All
of us were too hooked on the movie.
Yeah, we were too just sucked in that we didn't even want to clap. And so, like, but when Iron Man made the final sacrifice...
But
and,
like, I
wasn't
there a lot once I wanted to, like, jump up and down and...
Yeah, like, it was... Endgame was very satisfying for, like, a Marvel fan. I feel like Spider-Man No Way Home is going to be the same way.
Except for Spider-Man-related things.
Yeah, like, for the Spider-Man nerds, like, it's going to be like, yes! Oh, my goodness! I hope we get a better theater next time where, like, there's actually... Actually, I don't know. I feel like... I'm always torn between, do I want a silent theater or do I want a theater with people that actually clap and cheer? Because people that clap and cheer, then you miss parts of the movie. But if you, like, have a silent audience, then you don't get the feeling that, like, everyone's emotionally invested along with you. And you don't get, like, the collective effort of, like, everyone, like, being genuinely excited about the stuff that's happening.
I thought we had it. I thought we kind of had that theater when we watched Black Widow.
Yeah, like, again, the experience was, like, heightened for me because, like, literally whenever someone got punched, there was this lady that was sitting next to me, and every time she goes, so like it made it a little bit more dramatic because there was constantly someone beside me who was like gasping every time someone like
everyone was laughing whenever there was a joke.
Yeah,
and then like a lot of people
because
I think some people when she brought out her vest, everyone went oh or something like that.
Yeah, like when we saw that, like it's fun to be a Marvel nerd,
and then when it showed Yelena Belova going to her grave, people said oh she died.
Yeah, like, and it's fun to go to, it's tons of fun now to go to a Marvel movie, because I feel like, because Marvel is so popular, and Marvel is just kind of almost a trend nowadays, to where there's just some people who like Marvel just
well, Eternals could cause a Marvel fatigue, but, pretend it didn't say anything.
Oh yeah, Eternals. Yeah, there's some people that, like, it's just fun to see even the casual fans, like, you know, reacting to stuff, to be in a theater with people who don't know very much about Marvel, and are just coming along for the ride, just to see them just genuinely excited about things. And then to, like, look at all of the deeper meanings of stuff and all of the deeper references to Marvel lore, being a hardcore Marvel fan. And then to see the casual fans' reaction is also very cool and very exciting. Just to be in a room where you can tell that people are genuinely excited to see the next Marvel movie is always just a great experience. And I hope that we get that for... And I know that we're going to get that for No Way Home, because... I mean, it's just going to be the biggest movie of the year. Possibly the biggest movie of the past 10 years. That's what I'm saying.
No, everyone's it's not going to be bigger than Endgame, but maybe it might be on par.
You never know. Like, again, the trailer is the most viewed trailer, like, ever in the course of a 24-hour period, more than Endgame. And the leaks, there was hardly any leaks for Endgame. I mean, besides, like, the Quantum Realm stuff. They kept a pretty tight lid on things. And I feel
well,
like
people
leaks...
were spotted going to Atlanta. People who had died in the
war. Oh yeah. Well, and then there was for Spider-Man No Way Home, because of the leaks, it's getting even more publicity.
And it's like always trending on Twitter, which I know Twitter isn't everything of real life, but Twitter's a pretty big part of it. I mean, it's there's a huge community waiting for this movie. Spider-Man is Marvel's most popular character.
He's their flagship character, and he's gotten all the movies.
The Avengers, when they were first created, weren't they a B-team?
No, well, the Avengers, the people who made up the Avengers were like... Like, when it came to the comics, Spider-Man was S-tier, as he should be. And then X-Men were A-tier, Avengers... X-Men, I'm assuming Fantastic Four were A-tier, and then Avengers were B-tier. And then, but then, like, the actual characters of the Avengers, like Iron Man, Captain America, Hulk, and Thor, were all, like, C and D list.
Exactly, yeah. Like, the Avengers weren't even too popular until the movies.
Spider-Man had taken the world by storm because he was so different from anybody else. So he was, like, S-tier, and he will be forever because he's Spider-Man. He's the most amazing, spectacular, sensational person on the planet.
Spider-Man has always been Marvel's flagship character. And I think this movie is probably gonna do really well. I'd say at least $5 billion. That's my prediction.
We're living in post-pandemic.
Yeah, but movies are getting more and more success. Like, Eternals is already worldwide, not domestically, but
I'd say $1 billion. This thing within the limited constraints of post-pandemic world, probably be like $1 billion at least.
Yeah, well, at least $1 billion, but my prediction, at least $5
billion. No. Like, no, 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 no.
I mean,
maybe
unlike,
it's possible, but not that high.
This is the first, again, also another thing, this is the first movie post-COVID that is not censored in other countries like China and stuff. Like, it's actually going to be released fully in China.
I think it's going to have a release bonus in China.
Yeah. So, it's also being released in more countries than the other Marvel films. It's already the most anticipated Marvel movie since, like, Avengers Endgame. I just think it's going to be huge. And I'm very excited to be a part of the ride. Just you know, to be here recording a podcast before the movie comes out. To then, after the movie comes out, go back and listen to all the stuff we thought was going to happen in the movie.
Watch the trailers again and see what was fake.
Yeah. And then, like, just thinking about all of our speculations and stuff, not knowing what was going to happen. And I'm just expecting to be blown away by this movie. Like, the bridge sequence, we've gotten so many screenshots from the bridge sequence between Spidey and Doc Ock. Like, just think about that. They're marketing, like, everything out of the bridge sequence. So just think about, now we know everything about, like, you know, the bridge sequence. It's nothing new to us. So just think about all the other awesome sequences that are going to be in this movie that have not been marketed. Like Spidey versus Electro, Spidey versus Lizard.
Sandman. Green Goblin.
Him fighting Green Goblin, him with Toby and Andrew. For Far From Home, they marketed a ton of stuff, but they didn't market the Spidey versus Mysterio scene. And when we all saw that in theaters,
it was amazing.
It was a great scene. Like, the illusion sequence, one of the best Marvel sequences ever done. It was just a thrill for us Spider-Man fans because they had all these little references to other Spider-Man lore. The visuals looked like Mysterio should look. It was very pleasing to us comic book fans. And I think we're just going to get a ton of more of that stuff in No Way Home. Like, they're marketing everything out of the bridge sequence, so we know that, but I think some of these other sequences might just blow our minds. Like, we're just going to be like, wow, this is actually happening, and just the excitement when we go to the theater and see this movie is just going to be off the charts. December 17th can't get here fast enough. It can't get here slower enough. It can't get here slow enough. Like, pick up the pace time. I'm just gonna be so excited. We're counting down the minutes. We're in the end times. We're in the end game here, guys. We're almost there. Almost to Spider-Man No Way Home. The movie that we've been waiting for literally since, when did Far From Home come out?
July 2nd.
The moment that we've been waiting for since July 2nd, 2019. I've been waiting for this moment since I walked out of the theater from Far From Home. I was like,
we had to wait longer because we saw it a week after it came out.
Exactly, yeah.
And so, somehow avoided all spoilers, which is shocking.
Yeah, like I remember walking out of the theater and asking you, what's the next Marvel movie again? And you're like, Black Widow. And I was just like, oh man, we got so long to wait for No Way, or the Spider-Man 3 as it was called back then. I just remember being like nobody cares about Black Widow. All we want to see is the next Spider-Man movie.
That's literally, yeah, you literally said that.
I was like, that's all we want to see. And so we've been waiting for this for 2 whole years. Over 2.5 years is how long we've been waiting for this movie.
That's really all I've been waiting for the most part.
Yeah, like that's the only movie I've really been looking forward to since Far From Home is Spider-Man No Way Home. Like that's all I've been waiting for. I'm just like,
yeah, because the only thing I said Spider-Man 3 was my most anticipated Marvel film on that list we did.
Yeah, like, and just, and again, I'm not a huge Spider-Man fan. I do know a lot about the Spider-Man lore. And actually,
you've done some yourself. I've told you a little bit of stuff. You've found out some stuff yourself.
Like, just kind of riding the hype wave for this movie, it just kind of made me grow to like Spider-Man more. Ever since the Far From Home, I still have liked this movie more, like the character of Spider-Man himself since then, just being excited for the next movie because I was genuinely interested about what was going to happen in the next movie. Also, the Nick Fury sleeper cells thing that's going on there.
That was a throwaway line, but that's every time I watch that, I'm like, what's he referring to? Kree sleeper cells.
Yeah.
No, that's Talos and Nick Fury's place. Like, what's going on with the Kree?
Yeah, like the secret invasion stuff, that's also going to be good.
Probably at least one of the secret invasion show.
Yeah, like that's also interesting.
I think that's
like
filming.
I feel like that gets kind of forgotten. Like, they set it up in Far From Home, and then I don't even think it's going to be addressed in No Way Home. Maybe that's one of the post-credit scenes. Who knows?
No, I think that's probably going to be... I think they might just leave. I think
I
the post-credit...
I think the
post-credit scene will be Doctor Strange set up.
Yeah, that's most likely. Because it's 60% chance that the first one is going to be Spider-Man getting the symbiote. That's a plot leak. Was that a trusted source that said that? I mean, who said... What's the...
I forgot who said it, but I think it might be a trusted source.
Spider-Man's gonna get the symbiote, and then the other post-credit scene. Who knows what's gonna be? It's probably going to be
This is gonna be Doctor Strange. It's gonna tie in. It's tying into their big multiverse storyline, so it's gonna probably be Doctor Strange. So.
Yeah, because Spider-Man No Way Home is
and Doctor Strange is in it, so yeah, like that's like there's another reason, more reasoning.
Yeah, maybe something with the Scarlet Witch.
Or both Scarlet Witch and Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see what happens.
I had heard that Scarlet Witch might also be in this movie along with Doctor Strange, set up Doctor Strange 2.
Yeah. Which...
Because the multiverse is going to get so bad, they're going to need a doctor to fix it.
Yeah. I think that would be also really cool to see in the second Tom Holland trilogy is the symbiote storyline. That would be really cool to see.
Hopefully they'll do it better than what Spider-Man 3 did.
Yeah. Already?
No. That should be kind of funny. What if, like, I don't think they're going to do this. What if, like, a post-credits scene is a joke? They have all three Spider-Men doing emo Peter Parker dance moves.
Yeah.
That should, I don't think they're going to make that as a post-credits scene, but I don't think that would be in real post-credits scene. That should be kind of funny.
Yeah, as a post-credits scene, I don't know. I feel like that would be kind of a waste. It would be really cool and funny, but...
They've done plenty of post-credits scene jokes, so it's not that far out there, but they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have set up for something else than just a joke. If they do have a reference to the emo dance, though, in the movie, that would be very good.
I've also heard that in some plot leaks that they might... Like, some of the details for Spider-Man 4 that involve, like, the Vulture and Mysterio and whatnot... Apparently that might actually be addressed in this movie as if like it already happened.
Oh, really?
In the continuity of the Raimi.
Because the sad part is Spider-Man 4 literally had a release date.
They literally announced it May 6th, 2011. Then it got canceled.
It's sad. It's terrible.
They had a release date set.
Yeah, like literally. I think Sony Pictures like posted on their like social media and so they're like May 6th, 2011.
2011. Yeah. They were ready to go and then... Everyone knows the story of what happened with Spider-Man 4. Well, but maybe we'll also explain that story on our Spider-Man rewatch. Coming thwip?
That didn't work.
Coming soon.
Doesn't sound good at all. So anyway, we've been rambling on and on and on about Spider-Man stuff. I don't know if you guys really care about this or not. If you don't like spoilers for No Way Home, then you're probably mad at us. If you don't really care about spoilers, we hope you enjoyed listening to us talking about Spider-Man. Because Spider-Man is... he's the most popular Marvel character ever. So obviously everyone is very familiar with him. Everybody knows a lot about him. or at least knows of him. We definitely know are scanning the. We definitely know a lot of the lore and the comic storylines and cartoons and TV shows and stuff about Spider-Man. Spider-Man's always been a part of our lives.
Oh yeah,
he's been part of everyone's lives. Like he's Spider-Man. I sound like J. Jonah Jameson there. Ha ha.
Even if you don't like Marvel, everyone's just familiar with Spider-Man.
Which it'll be interesting to see what's the deal with J. Jonah Jameson in this movie too.
Well, I'm sure he's in it. He's probably not going to be in it very much.
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously, but like. Like the thing, they played it off as a fun joke. Like they're like, oh look, there's
James not James. Joke. It was a fun like surprise
or like a throwaway thing. Like they made it seem like it wasn't gonna be anything big, but I do have a sneaky suspicion.
Could be a variant of the one
variant. Yeah, that's a
possible. That's what I've been thinking.
I don't know. I think it might be.
Some hinting. People think that there might be some more meaning behind that than just a nice surprise to be like, hey, yeah. look who we got.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I feel like I have a sneaky suspicion that. There might be something more to J. Joe Jameson than meets
the eye. I think a lot of people are thinking that.
They wouldn't just do that for no reason. So, anyway, yeah, that's Spider-Man No Way Home. Basically all we ever talk about on this podcast. So, yeah, hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening to this podcast that is basically just a talk about all things No Way Home.
Okay, so I guess this means we all try to avoid No Way Home. For our main topic of the next podcast, to give you guys a break, because we literally just...
Well, I think from now on, a good thing to do would be to just talk about, like, official stuff. Like, if it comes from, like, if it's either a really big thing or, like, something official.
I mean, because it's fun to talk about these rumors, but I think people might be starting to get a little tired of the No Way Home stuff.
Because personally, I'm starting to get a little tired.
I was too afraid to say that, but now I'm okay with saying it. Now that you just admitted that, I'm okay with saying that. I'm starting to get a little tired.
Yeah. Like, I personally, like, I love looking at all the leaks and rumors and stuff and being like, okay, what's the scoop that we can get on this movie?
I'm still gonna check each thing whenever I see something.
Yeah, and...
That comes my way from my sources.
I still might just be on the hunt for stuff about No Way Home, but even I'm starting to get a little bit tired of learning everything about this movie.
So from now on, we're going to keep it to official stuff only. And
maybe... And either that or if it's like a really important leak or rumor that we feel like we have to talk about it.
Yeah, so maybe...
Which, to be honest... Is that really going to change anything? Probably not. No. We're still probably going to be talking about every single episode. I don't even really think...
Yeah,
Because this movie blows up, like, every day. There's something new every day for this movie.
So, we promise to limit it to official stuff only. And maybe...
And big leaks and
rumors. Maybe, like, one rumor per episode, at least.
Yeah, I mean, again, who knows how much that's really going to change, because... There's a big leak or rumor.
And but I think next episode we'll try not to mention No Way Home for the news mention, because we will just give it its own episode for no reason.
Yeah, well, let's be honest. Like, the next... Because we didn't mean for this to be its own episode. We were going to do Little Mermaid today. Talk about the Little Mermaid, but...
Next episode we'll actually try and do an actual main topic that's fun. Maybe bring back one of our old main topics.
It's still fun.
I still have fun talking about No Way Home, but maybe we can bring back one of our other main topics.
Yeah, go back to actual main topics instead of just talking about news.
Yeah.
Like, we just talk about news, and then we go off talking about No Way Home for, like, half an hour.
Yeah. So next episode, we promise we'll try and give you a main topic next time. So hopefully you enjoyed this No Way Home discussion. So thank you guys for listening.
Oh, wait.
Hope you guys enjoyed.
Yeah.
And also, be sure to keep a lookout for our Spider-Man rewatch coming soon.
Wow, you're really hooked on that idea, aren't you?
Yes, it's a genius.
Also, one thing I want to say.
It's a genius.
It's Christmas time now. I'm very excited.
No, it's not. It's Thanksgiving time.
Well, now the time change and, like, it's winter time. So now it gets dark at, like, 6 o'clock.
No one cares. It's Thanksgiving.
And it's colder now. And so I'm like... It's finally the Christmas season, guys. Well, to just limit the Christmas season for 25 days, like right after Thanksgiving is Christmas season, like that's not long enough. I need more Christmas. So I'd say now at least I would say November 15th. How many? 30 days?
No.
There's 30 days.
November. What day is Thanksgiving on?
Probably Thanksgiving. The last. I think it's the last day of November, right?
Thanksgiving's on the 25th. So 26th. Is when Christmas season starts. So without further ado, that's our episode for today. Hope you guys enjoyed. Be sure to go watch Eli at Hollywood Enterprise and watch me at JBH Studios. What about that? Minecraft Madness, Hollywood Gaming, and the Movie Majors Podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed our Spider-Man No Way Home talk. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Peace out, true believers.